NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, I'm Bianca Bailey, or Witty Donna, and I'm here today talking about my new EP, Being Alone.
So your new EP, Being Alone, is what we are talking about today. And this is such a beautiful album. I mean, you know, it's got its sad moments to it, but it's just, it feels really warm and comforting and whole. How would you describe the album yourself?
I think that it's very much describing it as a coming of age record, and then I sort of was like, it's a things that you learn when you're by yourself. I wrote a lot of it while I had just moved to Wellington or my first few years of uni, living by myself and sort of finding my feet. And so I suppose it's all centered around, yeah, a young growing human becoming an adult, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. That coming of age aspect to it. I mean, you hear that throughout the album, and even if it's got some heavy themes to it or, you know, is a bit dark, it still felt happy. And yeah, it's just still felt like really nice. I don't know like how else I can try and describe it. It still made me feel invited to listen, even if it's sad or, you know, a bit poignant or whatever you want to call it. And how would you say the process was in terms of creating these tracks? Like, did you know what sound you wanted to make when you started writing or building these songs?
Yeah, I absolutely. I suppose for a long time, hearing it come to life with sort of like a full band was such a magical experience for me, is because I really love that sort of the indie guitar sound, and then meshing that with like heavier rock riffs is something that I've always been wanting to do, and was something that I was obviously hadn't been able to do by myself. And so I just like the idea of having this like really happy, or like indie guitar music is so happy or is so warm, I find. And then having those sort of like grittier like rock riff elements sort of teasing out the like darker elements of the music. It's definitely like a sound that I've been infatuated with, I think, my whole life. And so it was really nice to sort of be able to create that for the first time.
And what was a favorite part about creating this EP?
For me, I think something that I really loved about creating it is sort of having these songs transformed from something that I was sort of doing myself alone in my bedroom to creating and with a whole bunch of really awesome people who were playing on the record, and having James Goldsmith along to produce it, and sort of hearing it come to life for the first time was something that was just so exciting and really magical, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. And the first song we are talking about is Being Alone. Could you tell me what this track's about?
Yeah, so this is the title track of the EP, and it's definitely a very heavy, sad song for me, and it's definitely the saddest one on the record. It was written back in 2018 when I was a very depressed little bean, and I think it took me a really long time to realize that I was in that space. And I think the reason why it took me so long to notice is that there were all of these things happening, or it wasn't necessarily one instance, but things that had happened over a period of time that was sort of like chipping away at sort of my ownership or power over my body, or like my sense of self, that was just getting so overwhelming. And then sort of having a breakthrough moment, or realizing or trying to get to a place where you wanted to reclaim those things about yourself, is the, I suppose, message of the song, or it's very dark and moody to begin with, and then I'd like to think that it sort of has this big breakthrough moment where it's sort of a little bit wanting to sort of be shouting at the world and sort of being really angry at all of these things and sort of having this sort of power, or like being able to be empowered by yourself.
Fall into a pattern of a ghost, waking in the night time feeling alone, but nobody noticed. Wrapped up in sheets, but half of them are cold. I move my bed so the sun couldn't reach it anymore. He wrecked my favorite clothes, stretched out.
So the song Big Pop is more on the on the verge of, I was really chasing a sound when I wrote the song. And I think I actually started writing it the night after I'd been to a Marlon's Dreaming concert. And I loved the like really bright indie guitars and then being able to mesh those with like a really big rock sound. And I sort of had this like big, and it felt really poppy to me where the song was going. So it had heaps of really light, happy energy to it. And then the song, the lyrics, which sort of fell into place a little bit later, was more about me being ghosted, which I think is really funny. But I think in the song, I also was able to change that narrative, make it so that I sort of had this situation where I was being able to be like, oh no, I actually decided that this person who is all of a sudden not in my life, I didn't want them there in the first place, and they don't have to be there now, and that's all great. Sort of trying to like prove to myself that the things that were happening around me were actually for the best.
With what's behind you, never looking too far forward.
No Follow Through was written in the tail end of 2020, which was a year that I had a lot of big plans. I think everyone had a lot of big plans, and I was really sure at the beginning of the year that I was going to be able to get all of those things done. But towards the end of the year, I sort of realized that I hadn't really accomplished anything that I had set out to, which was a little bit concerning. But it was also very much like no one actually cared, or no one else around me was sort of like, oh, what happened to all of these things that you had said that you were going to do? And so no one was holding me accountable to the fact that I'd sort of launched into 2020 being like, I'm going to get all of this stuff done, and the fact that I actually wasn't able to. But yeah, so it's a little bit of a sort of being like, no one cares. No one's really pushing you to do anything. You're the only person who's going to make yourself sort of get motivated and start getting those things done that you really want to make happen. But also 2020 was a year that we were all sort of in this very weird lockdown space that we were all sort of navigating, being like, should we be productive in this time? Do we need to chill out a little bit? So yeah, a little bit of a lockdown song. Should Be Smiling was it's actually a re-recording of a song that was originally created from Harko's sort of 2 days compilation last year, and I decided that I wanted to go and record it in the studio because I really loved the song and thought that I wanted to do this sort of full studio production of it would be so much fun, which is great because it's a track that sort of I feel like I have a lot of rage or in the song, but it's also very happy or has this, yeah, that happy indie guitar sound to it. But it was just at a point where I was a bit over. Woody Donna had been playing a lot of live shows and it was really fun, but there was a lot of, or I felt like there were people there that I owed this huge gratitude towards them for maybe helping me out or doing something that was really awesome, but it also felt like it was maybe the bare minimum that someone could have done to not be a dick or not to have an all-male lineup or, you know, not to be just like a little bit sexist. But I needed to be really grateful or really thankful for them for, like, you know, helping me out and I just didn't want to feel like I had to be like, oh, thanks for helping little old me play a show. So, yeah.
So dry my eyes.
last song of the EP, Last Call, is a very much sigh, a really long sigh, which is sort of trying to articulate how I was feeling at the time, where I think I was really burnt out of trying to play catch up of all of the things that I maybe hadn't gotten done in 2020, and then was trying to live my life at a really fast pace and try and do all of these things, and felt like I needed to go to every gig and stay till the end of every show because I had friends to see and I needed to socialize, and I also had all of these projects that I wanted to accomplish, and I just got to the point where I was like, oh, I can't do all of this stuff all of the time, and trying to do all of these things is insanity, or is like you just lose your ability to look after yourself. And so it's just sort of about that feeling of wanting so desperately to be able to do everything all the time, but actually realizing that that's not feasibly possible. And I just have this like very solid picture of my brain of like being at San Fran and wanting to stay on the balcony all night long, but being absolutely exhausted. And it was a really fun song to record as well, and we're able to bring a violin and a cello in as well. There's a little string section in the song, and it's just got this big like wash over you feeling. I think that James did a really good job of helping me bring the song to life in a way that sort of felt like someone was just so burnt out but wanted to keep going.
Motion tied into the night. It's been 4 hours since the last. Keep your breath tied to your tongue. Keep your words in where they came from. I've got time for unwinding.
Being Alone, the 12-inch vinyl, is available at Flying Out, or it's also available on my Bandcamp too, if you wanted to purchase that. Yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.